Country people, I welcome una to another edition of our favorite weekend character building show where they call Reef Ethics. My name na Tonte Joseph Davis. But just before we begin, make we take an opening message from our Madam, Her Excellency, Justice Mrs. Eberechi Suzette Nyesom Wike, we initiate this program we then call Reef Ethics.
I hail all the River State people, we be better people. On our welcome come another River Ethics Weekend Talk Talk program on Top Radio, where they help us arrange our character, make it better pass as the day before. I beg, make we understand, say, urbanization, alias, when plenty people decide, say them go pack from village, go town, go live, this one no go be better thing, if not in the ground, or no arrangement don't set. As per development, we go make sure, say, them fit manage yourself for the town where them come. Our talk today concern the celebrate where United Nations call World Cities Day celebrate, where we they follow celebrate every 31st October of every year. United Nations don't keep them as in plan 11 of how this world will survive for our children, alias Sustainable Development Goal 11, say all city for this way world must be safe and them suppose fit survive theirself. Them also talk say this urbanization of people from local community to city na something we go last for the agenda of development of the world. The thing where this United Nations World Cities Day celebrate supposed do na to make sure say them ginger everybody for this way world to be concerned about how people they come out from village enter city for everywhere for this way world and how them go cooperate with theirself, make sure say different country them join body, see how them go manage any challenge we follow urbanization and also how them fit bring out development we go make sure say people survive for the city where them come. Before we enter 2019, the people wait there for inside village areas past people wait there for city and town. Today now about 55% of people wait there this way world where they live for inside city or town. And it be like say the number fit reach 70% by the time we enter 2050. The place where people fit do this urbanization of living village to enter inside town pass now like Asia and Africa and especially for inside China, India and inside this way Nigeria. All these ones now places where them talk say that they born pekin well. As 2020 starts, them also bring out program where they concern about how we could big up our community, give them value. But as COVID-19 can show, it scatter how people they live for their different town and city for the whole world. We come see say community them way the inside village area or rural areas come become where people fit this safe pass than for inside town or city, especially for the time where the COVID-19 sickness strong well. Time don't pass where things where they happen for inside we community no be something where people think say they important to support. It don't reach time when people where they plan how town go arrange suppose join community them inside plan of urban city, so that if the community then follow for the plan, it go change the way we new city them go look for their future. Now I hope say the way we community them don't become important inside this COVID-19 no go reduce after the sickness go, because when things go back as normal for city and then they find how things go they move forward, them go put local community them inside budget, because them go support government program for employment and then go help to make sure say people get the service where they need, and it also bring better economy, good house and environment, plus also to make sure say we give the value to things where they our local environment. It gets within River State don't they organize we resemble this urbanization alias packing from local community to town. We go hear from our talk person will be senior man for town planning for this way River State here. And now because of these better things where they happen inside this way River State, now make for October 2017, we Governor His Excellency Chief Ezeonwu Nyesom Wike been winning the Global Human Settlements Outstanding Contributions Award for the 12th Global Forum on Human Settlements, where the United Nations Environment Programme on Sustainable Development Goals been support. Our talk person now, Mr. Tom Ted Davis, and he go explain more give us for this in talk. Make we enjoy waiting in go yam give us. Our fine River State people, make on a always remember to allow on a better character talk on a talk. I pray make Papa God bless Ona and Ona family member them, and make Papa God bless River State.
My people, when I don't hear about this new deadly disease where they call coronavirus, waiting go share life person catch them. Waiting we fit do about them. Coronavirus fit spread for anything where we fit touch, whether na table, whether na door, money, or anything at all. The virus they follow spread when person will get and touch you, or you use your hand touch your eyes, your nose, mouth, or even your ears join. The symptoms of coronavirus, they take waka, na dry cough, fever, and when it is hard for you to breathe. People will get coronavirus, they fit do alright, but if na old person or somebody will get sickness before for body, they fit die. Coronavirus dangerous pass cough and catarrh. Only one person fit spread the virus, fiam reach plenty people one time. Coronavirus not get cure as we did so. As we did so, we suppose arrange ourselves, make sure say we not get them, and we not share and give people. It is very important to make sure say you use soap and water, wash your hand well. Wash and like say you touch hand you pepper. Another thing we will fit do now to give yourself better marking from anybody we don't get them or where they sick. Not shake anybody, not hug anybody, hold yourself. If you feel there for us, there, make people waste and be waiting to do help us find the solution. My people, the solution is our hands, so make we respect ourselves to the right thing. If you get any of the symptoms, fever, dry cough, and when it's hard for you to breathe, I beg, call this number. So
I welcome Ona again. If you just they tune into this program where they call Rivertix on radio, my name na Tonte Joseph Davis. I be town planner. I be immediate past chairman of the Nigerian Institute of Town Planners. I go to talk on the topic for today, will be World Cities Day, adding value to our community and our cities. The United Nations General Assembly will be the world body where they manage every country. Don't talk say the 31st day of October for every year, then go make them World Cities Day. And this one, they take them from their resolution where they call number 68/239. This day, now the day when they keep so that we go promote the interest of community globally as a concern our organization and to push forward cooperation among countries, among nations, so that we go meet the opportunities and we go also address our challenges, our problems when come out of this thing where they call urbanization, so that we can also contribute to sustainable urban development around the world. That is the development where we say where all of us they live from year in, year out. Every day it will be the same, instead it will go forward rather than for us to destroy the one way we do. But for us to understand within that word we then call urbanization mean, urbanization now a process where people where they live for the rural areas, our villages, all the village settlers, they grow in size until that group will come down to a certain number, and the kind of activities where they take place from those areas to come make and look like urban center. We will begin to see some infrastructure where don't change the face of our village to begin to look like urban center. And like in some places, you begin to see road go come, you begin to see government go come say no, you don't go feel do this one except you do it like this. We they see how some people, you go to their community, they will tell you, say, no, this place, now my father, now give it to me. Now my ancestral land, why you can't stop me from building house? I no go do any plan approval. I no go survey any land. No, the moment your town, your village, don't grow to that level where we say, people don't enter. Nobody you they live here again. Strangers, they follow you. From other towns, don't they enter inside. Your population will be 20 before. Don't grow to 100. Out of the 100 population, not only on how they live for there. Now other people don't come enter that place. When they come now, you go see say the small things only they happen there before go begin to happen. Crime go come, other things will come. That is what we they call urbanization. Urbanization, they provide the potential, the things when the community get for new forms of social inclusion to ensure that everybody will they come inside that place, then gather everybody together. Everybody live in one voice. Everybody live together. Both the rich, the poor, the ones who no get house, the one who get house, the one who no get road, the one who get, the one who drive bicycle. So that you go see that as organization begin to come in, and roads, government begin to do road. The person they drive for road, we get car, go also give chance to person where they use bicycle, they walk out for road. The person when they use bicycle, go also give way to somebody with the walk out with leg. Now be the one who they call inclusive, including greater equalities, to provide greater equalities, also to be able to everybody to access the services when organization don't bring about. And also the opportunities, you go see before, for the urban area, the only thing they do now, farming. But once you go see, say, road don't they enter, even from the time where they begin to construct the road, employment don't enter that town. And engagement and then mobilization will go reflect the diversity, various diversities of the cities and the countries and the globe. Of course, Port Harcourt as it is unique. It is different from Eleme, it is different from Awoda. When you go Awoda, the thing where you go see for Awoda and the way they live for there, completely different from the way they live for Degema. That is the diversity we will talk about. However, urbanization, they bring about some other challenges, some issues. We don't want to call them challenges. They bring about some issues. We include housing. The issues of housing will begin to come up. The issues of crime will begin to come up. The things where you need to see before with your eye, you will begin to see them. The issues of employment will come in. Transportation go come, because by the time you know Okada don't come in. Now today we go keke go come in. Then bus, one bus go come, another bus go follow. You will see the proliferation of informal settlements. You will see where somebody went, because you know from that area, you know fit pay for house rent. You go and look for one small thing, you go build bacha somewhere. Make a first stay for there. When I get work, I go come up for that place. Upgrade to go to another place. Those are the people, but I know one person don't join them, a friend don't join them. We don't begin to see informal settlements. Before, we they call them slum, but United Nations don't make no call them slum again. Now, informal settlements, because they are not planned. So you begin to see distribution of existing land use. You go see abuse of natural environment. Where people, they live, some people begin to convert them to shop. You go see where somebody they live, another person will come there and say, now they won't do fish farming. Now they won't do poultry. You forget say that poultry way they do, it go impact on in neighbor. Where you go outside, go work, come back to house with the mindset say it won't come rest. But you know if you rest, the only thing we go see now smell of fowl and noise of fowl. Now make we take another break, we go come back again.
Don't sit, there are things to be done. With your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the way.
Be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to greatness is rough, but with hard work, we'll surely overcome. Be proud of your state.
Welcome back. If you just they join us, this na the program we then called Reef Ethics on Radio. My name na Tampla na Tonte Joseph Davis. I they talk on the topic when they give us for this year on valuing our communities and cities. This topic na they give us to commemorate this year's World Cities Day, will be today, 31st of October 2020. Before we go on the break, we don't talk about urbanization and within urbanization they bring about the issues of urbanization. We talk about abuse of natural environment where they're responsible for flooding. We don't see some people, the only place where they will go build, before we used to have sanitary lane. Even if you go to the planned areas of Port Harcourt, you go see there is sanitary lane. The building will stop here, another building will stop here. There is a space between the two buildings. This space, they provide them so that naturally, we all of us know, say, if rain fall, water they find a natural cause. It's a worker on your own. But people will come go now, go build something for the back. They build fence here and there. They don't block the water. Water no feel flow again. We can begin to see flooding for our community. We begin to see emission of carbon. We go come out from all the cars. Most of the cars, where they just they run like that, you go see smoke to come out. And all of these ones, they can have bad air, where they affect the human being. Our lungs and other things, they affect them. We begin to see the ozone layer where they deplete. Even the climate change, where before now, we they see Amatano. But now, Amatano, at times we don't even see them again some years. Amatano don't run because of this climate change. Because before now, we get trees, we will plant our town, our communities, we know they see them again. We can also see that there are some of the issues now, the pressure where this overpopulation, where the urbanization they bring about in our existing infrastructure, like water, our roads. The road before we didn't do for two cars to pass, now two cars don't even pass for the road again. So coming back to this theme, we then give us valuing our community and our cities. We want to see how our state, our river state, don't try to handle this matter, don't try to key into this matter to see whether we they do well or we need to do well. The river state government, we believe, say understand the need where they take create communities and cities, and that communities and cities supposed they and grow together, and that they're supposed to be together, that is inclusive. But this will also respond to the other challenges of city, towns, and even our rural growth. We want to look at some statistics that we get before to see how this thing take work. In the years back, we see how Port Harcourt in 1912 come about, then they create Port Harcourt. And from that time till today, waiting, we don't see how population don't affect us. And by 1915, when Port Harcourt start, just 3 years after, Port Harcourt population don't grow to 5,000. By 1921, it don't grow to over 15,000. By 1953, still in the colonial era, Port Harcourt don't grow to 71,000 plus. The land size also, at this same time, they also increase. As of 1914, the land size now about 15 square kilometers. 1 kilometer, 2 kilometers, until 15 kilometers square cover. By 1975, it don't increase to over 39 square kilometers. By the time we don't get independence, by the Republic, 1963, Port Harcourt don't increase to over 179,000. Over 120% increase. All of us see how the rush don't come from other towns to Port Harcourt. Now me they call and say now one city town. But as at now, Port Harcourt don't grow past 3 million people. The land size by the 2012, when they bring the Greater Port Harcourt plan, don't also grow to about 1,900 square miles. Maybe we begin to look at the government interventions from the colonial era to now. Port Harcourt start with plan. The moment the white man come, him bring about plan, because for their town, now a planned area, now they live. We would they leave our communal this thing, they feel say no, make we bring up a plan, because they know say the town go grow. So they begin to come up with plans, sectorial plans, where they prepare. Some of them, I could just call a few of them. The old GRA, all of us they know as old GRA, William Jumbo Government House area. That plan they do for 1916. We also see other plans where they do before 1950s. The Port Harcourt Old Township, the Hospital Road for Town layout, Recreation layout, Coronation layout, Job, my one, my two, my three. This one are where they face a high density, pulling people they live. And by 1950s, they don't begin to do the GRA phase 1, phase 2, phase 3. Now their planning stop for Port Harcourt. By 1970 to 1980s, other government will come begin to look at other areas where they go do plans, master plan for Awoda, Degema, Bori, Oyibo, Ibubu, and all the rest. In fact, we get over 30-something master plans. About 1976, they come up with that authority, where they call Greater Port Harcourt Metropolitan Planning Authority. This authority, now they bring, so that the authority go implement the 1975 Port Harcourt master plan where they prepare. As at 1981 to 1992, we don't see other ones come. But we could look at what this government don't do. When this government come, the government come realize, say, yes, most of the roads where they for town, people don't fit pass again. Everywhere you go for Port Harcourt now hold up. And the time when you go to go from one business to another, it don't increase. The time you go do something for here, maybe 5 minutes, you go do it for 3 hours. So you begin to see the government, we begin to see how they could bring about this inclusiveness and to create access to services and goods. So then come up with massive urban renewal. All of us don't see them. Both GRA, old GRA. In fact, they start with Job. All those Job areas, tar all the roads, zero potholes and all that. Well, for instance, now, the second term now, we don't see how the government do flyovers and all that. All of this, before now, if I pass Tombia Road, it's hold up. Now, if I pass Tombia Road for GRA, it's very free. Now, we see all the infrastructure, where they improve. By the time these infrastructures, they don't improve and finish, we will see our roads pass. Another area, when they don't do that, to carry road to the rural areas, to other, not just rural areas, other urban areas. Because most of their plans, when they talk, and I say they want to create other new towns. So we don't see the Sakman-Wabori Road, when they come out to open up that area, to open up the businesses in that area. We don't also see Port Harcourt Woji Alode Transamadi Road. That was a new road where they want to open up, down to Alode towards the refinery area. We also don't see the Unity Road, with the road where they carry to Opobo Andon in Koro area. All of these roads, they do have to bring about the inclusiveness and to bring goods and services from the inner urban towns to and from Port Harcourt. Make we go on a short break. Again, we will come back again to talk this matter.
Ekpe bleni, enujileni amuli uke biomolo lomomno ibeke kwa obo coronavirus. Eyela odola lemregde lubutu ukemla. Ndekpa mejene mukem ugwe ukulu leliela. Uke biom unwe ike ukulu lele maregde leye ye akpoto leneka ubuho tebulum akudo owai butoye ye buto ukem ukbu maregde. Unwe ogogoya wong, ndekpa majile nye unwe ukemla. Okwa okwekidi le ehogle, mobo unwe umekwele lo woto inwe, obo iye togo shikpom bukem bojem. Emine unwe be uke biom, unwe be ike loje bodo, boto inwe le uduji ukelele, majekpom bayo bagole, majekpom benglobo onglo. Ukem akamale nye unwe okwekidi le omwo, o unye neten unwike ubushini gimado bodo. Ukem ukebiom unwe ogogo wong, ngwa edele naye umledelo nokane, jikle na leo magwani useke ukem. Abarobe ebala lugoni echa losama ekaye, beblekle. Abateta nekang, amuta no muta, nyejena onashito aya, tutuduma ekele umlebe bushi ogowe ukem. Omu mwana ashikeshini elie eka, nye umwele umekwele okbekede, le ehwogle. Etache ekele luhu maregide mubo emine udugbolo omajibe eyekpane ugbolo ukem bemle maade manu. Umu wadame, osale okabo eke biya wajile kubulagalebe uzu olu bo aishi okpakea ade manu wu mwamekan.
Welcome back. If you just de tune in, this program na the program they call Reef Ethics on radio. My name na town planner Tonte Joseph Davis. I don't they talk on the topic where they call adding value to our cities and communities. This topic, that the bring topic where they give us to commemorate this year's World Cities Day, will be today, October 31st, 2020. Before I come, I will try to conclude on what we don't talk about. By conclusion, I want to talk, say, the responses of the past governments and even this government don't bring about the ability to improve the way we would live inside our city and our towns and to reduce the level of inequality. The level of inequality whereby over time we don't see say land no day again. If you don't get money to buy land, you don't go fit build house. And this is not what it was before. Before now, people can just go and get small land here and there and locate them and then people they buy, they build. It will also improve the landscape of the city and the communities. It will also bring about beauty and aesthetics. We will say at the end of the day, all these ones joined together go get gear towards meeting the goal of the team for the year, adding value in our cities and in our communities. All of us agree, say, all the past governments don't try, including this government with the in place. We don't see, say, Port Harcourt need expansion. Other towns also need to grow. So they don't do capacity expansion by expanding the roads, building more roads, flyovers and all that, and to take the roads to the inner urban centers. But we must also agree, say, the government don't do well, but there is need for improvement. so that we can also bring back the thing where the white man teach us. What did the white man teach us? Now planning. And with planning, you go improve business. With planning, you go open up the town. You go there cheaper to manage the growth of the town. You go there cheaper for somebody who won't come do business for here. Because if they carry plan, go for example, around that Bishopo side, if they go towards Emoa side, somebody who want to do one small business, they don't get to come spend billions of naira to buy land for Transamani. He can go there and do something. If we begin to open up some other areas to call new industrial areas, new GRAs, new commercial centers, but that could not get commercial hub again. This is why we talk say, make the government also look, they don't do well, but make them also look at planning and give a strong voice and support planning in the state so that we can generally meet these needs and add value to our cities and our communities. In doing that also, apart from the government, other people were supposed to join government to develop the city for to ensure inclusiveness and access to services and goods. Now the other development partners will be the communities. Community get role. Development partners get role. The professionals in the beauty industry. Not be when they call you, say, be surveyor. Come survey this land. You quickly survey. You don't look at the standards. You don't look at the regulation. Whether that place is good for residential. You go build residential there and the place they close to industrial. So these are the areas where we want make the development partners also partner with government. And there are agencies where government don't put in place. When you feel go there, go ask them questions and they go help you. Greater Port Harcourt City Authority is there. 24/7 is open. You go there, you go meet somebody, we go answer you for any question you carry go there. You go to Ministry of Physical Plan and Urban Development, it's also open. Then get data where you want from since when they create Port Harcourt till today. You go to Ministry of Lands, the Surveyor General's office. These are all agencies where you go. You will get better information. We will assist you to do what you want to do, to ensure that you know they're selfish to yourself, just what you want to do. Also that the thing where you do, it will impact on your neighbor and the environment positively and not negatively. Thank you.
My correct and confirmed rivers people and beyond. Now so Rivetics take bad break today, and I dey sure say the program don't touch your mind and make your life casual. As all of us the gun body to make sure say our society na correct place for everybody. If you get waiting you know catch for today episode or other episode where we don't do before, you go fit go our website www.rivetics.com. Go download today program or the one way we don't do before. Country people, no forget say to carry this program give your guy men for school or for your area. Now free of charge. That one means say you no go pay. Just go our website, arrange yourself. Just follow us Gumbody for Rive Ethics for Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Rive Ethics. If it call us for our phone to ask any question for today's program or for any other one where you get waiting, you know to grab. The number now 0704-605-1333. Or 0701-247-0049. You fit also send us email for riveethics@gmail.com. Country people, this program Rive Ethics, you fit listen to am on top 5 radio stations for Rivers State every Saturday. Nigeria Info 92.3 FM, 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Then on Sunday, them go play am by 12 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM, 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. Then go play am the same time again on Sunday. Radio 93.7, 2:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Then go play am again the same time on Sunday. Treasure 98.5 FM, 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Then go play am again by 5:30 to 6 p.m. on Sunday. For Wazobia 94.1 FM, 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Until next week, country people, with another person, we go talk plenty sense for another matter. Make una no forget say the way we person they talk, na the way e they behave. So make una talk well and behave well. I wish all of una better and correct week ahead. I salute una.